I had many first loves in high school, but I never would have imagined that one of the most enduring relationships of my teenage years would be between me and fencing. We met after I was summarily dumped by the JV tennis squad. I had never tried out for a team sport before, and here I was, a freshman, all full of hubris, and I faced 50 other girls who had picked up a racket and wore those cute little white pleated shorts since they were three, and I didn't. So I wasn't going to give up. I knew I was going to fit somewhere. And one day after school in the high school cafeteria, I saw some épées and sabers and foils lined up on one of the lunchroom tables, and I poked my head into the introductory meeting. I was smitten. I mean, there was all the romance and all the history that fencing brings to such an elegant sport. And fencing, for its part, never turns away women with long arms and long legs. We were a perfect match. So I joined the women's foil team. At the time, it was the only weapon that was available to women. And I decided that this was all right. I enjoyed its politeness. You could do a nice parry, a very polite right of way before you went in to make a point. There was this very limited target zone, no touching below the waist, that wasn't allowed. And I decided that, you know, this was all nice, but I was ready to take it to the next level. I wanted something more. So I milked Title IX for all it was worth, and I asked to try out for the men's épée team. Now, épée is totally different. It's a completely no-holds-barred sport. The whole body is a target. And let me tell you about the outfit. The outfit's great, especially if you're the only woman on the men's team. First, you have the glove. It's this very supple piece of leather that cuffs right over your forearm. There's these cute little white knickers that just Velcro right below the knee. And then you have the jacket, which for me cinched nicely right at the waist, zippered up the side. But in this entire ensemble, my favorite part of all was the Cleos. Cleos took their name from Cleopatra and the ancient bikini armor it was imagined she might have worn. These two round metal discs slipped into pockets that were right on the inside of the jacket. So you'd zip up your coat, and any aspiring B cup was incredibly thankful for the additional coverage. Fencing and I got pretty serious. You know, I spent many weekends sweating through 12-hour tournaments. And even though women's épée was not appearing on the high school scene, it was coming into appearance in colleges. And coaches from all around the country came to watch tournaments. And coaches started talking to me, and they started talking scholarships. So it was in the middle of all this frenzy that I was just having the time of my life with fencing. You know, it was one thing to be on the strip and just be fencing a woman in foil. It was another thing altogether to be the only woman on the men's team. Because I'd walk down the hallways of my high school, and I would see my teammates, guys who are going through the most hormonally ridden years of their life, and as much as they wanted to treat me as an equal, I couldn't help but notice their eyes drift down to my bra line. But when I was on the strip, well, that was totally different, because all you had was the director saying, "Fencers ready? Fence!" And at that point, a blade would come right into me, because I wasn't perfect. I didn't win all the time. But when that blade hit my chest, it was the Cleos that sent it springing back. And as I'm up there, I've got my teammate, who I have to imagine is a little taken aback that the warm, soft weight of a breast is not what met him, but a cold, hard ding from a Cleo. But you know, I'm not a guy, but I can't imagine it really dulled the curiosity and fascination. I mean, you just have to look at the popularity of 1957 Chevs and those pointy cone things on the back. So at this time, I mean, I had this wonderfully supportive team, and I was just riding high. Fencing and I were like this. And it was during this heyday, when everything was going so great, that my parents sat me down and told me that my mother had cancer, breast cancer. And only 2 days later, she had a mastectomy. When she was recovering at home, with the smell of lilies that were sent by well-wishers that stunk up the house like a funeral parlor, I fenced. When I couldn't help but notice that my father had bags under his eyes, and looking at him, I knew that a scholarship was no longer just an option, I fenced harder. And when I got up against those boys who didn't need fucking Cleos to protect their chests, I fenced even harder. I fenced with a fury, and I just wanted fencing to embrace me in that sweat, in that muscle ache, just to make my mind go numb so that I didn't have to think, because this wasn't fun. This wasn't what my senior year of high school was supposed to be about. But fencing wouldn't have it. The graceful elegance that was so easy between us disappeared, and in its place was this stilted, sloppy dance that served neither of us. One time I got up on the strip and I was going up against a guy who had to have been a linebacker. At 6'5", I looked up to see him grin at the novelty of coming upon a girl on the strip. But I was still just infuriated, and I pushed everything I had into that bout, and I gripped that weapon demanding that my talent come back. So when the director called fence, I lunged at him, and I lunged at him with everything I had. What I hadn't anticipated was that he would channel all 250 pounds of himself into his épée blade. And the tip of his blade found that one spot between my Cleos. And all I could do was bend over, because I was useless. I couldn't breathe. There was just no air in my lungs, and pain reverberated through my sternum. But technically, he had done nothing wrong. It was a beautifully executed lunge. It was something that, had I had that strength, that build, I would have loved to have done myself. So as much as I wanted to scream and swear and just curse the heavens for the unfairness of it all, I knew I would never have fallen in love with fencing if it wasn't as primal as it was elegant. Even so, it was never exactly the same again. We had our differences, and fencing and I were kind of on the outs. A new love came courting in the form of an academic scholarship, and I was distracted, not knowing whether my mother was really going to be okay, even though all the doctors said she was. Fencing is not a sport that wants just a little bit of your attention. It demands it all, and if I was going to fence in college, I knew that's what I'd have to give it. I wanted to live a life that I had heard about, and I knew the best thing for fencing and I was to leave our memories between the cover of my high school yearbook. However, a few years later, I was on a fellowship at Oxford University, a trip that never would have come my way had it not been for this academic scholarship. And while I was over there, I had a male colleague who discovered the sport of my past, and he invited me to none other than the Oxford Fencing Club. At first, I demurred because I had all my equipment back in the States and it had been a little while. But he assured me, no, they've got all the equipment, it's no problem, why don't you come? So there I was, I found myself back in my suit, back in a musty gym with the air of summer hovering around me. And when the director called on guard, I couldn't help but feel my hand tighten, feel a rush go through my pulse. And when he said fence, a bolt of electricity went through me to the core. After all, some loves never die. Thank you.